Father, we thank you for the opportunity and for being able to share your goodness. I want everyone out here to think of how God's been good to them. Mercy upon mercy. Love upon love. Father, we thank you for the opportunity to call you Lord. And we know that we know that we know. Whatever said here today isn't from Clyde, but it's from the throne. So Lord, just have your way here. In Jesus' precious name, amen. I'm going to ask all of you stand up. I think, Kirk, you put that song up there now. We're going to sing the first and second verse, I think. I've been singing this all. Josh, I need help. Let's see. I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. He speaks, and the sound of his voice is so sweet, the birds hushed their singing, and the melody that he gave to me within my heart is ringing. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. You may be seated. Now, I told Kurt, I said that we could have sung that, them two phrases, that whole song. But I said there was only really one thing that God spoke to me about. He said he speaks and the birds hush their singing. Can you imagine the birds being smarter than us? Why would the birds hush their singing when he speaks? This is something hard for us to do because they want to hear the creator who created them, the total controller. They want to know that they know that they know. And guess what? I believe when they hush their singing, they do know. That's like giving reverence, giving awe at the thing. Oh. They're showing us sometimes how we ought to be. The only thing I can tell you is that when I'm talking, I can't hear God too much. But like in class this morning, when you get in that place, like whether it's a closet, growing up, we was taught it was a closet. Believe it or not, I used to do that, go into a closet, shut the door. And I purposely didn't take anything I would be comfortable with in there because I didn't want to fall asleep. Because I went in there to get close to God. You know, the scripture says, if you'll draw nigh to me, I'll draw nigh to you. And that's exactly what he does. So I guess what I ought to do is get into it, and what I ought to tell you is 2 weeks ago I spoke, and I asked you to walk with me. And I've been laughing ever since I told Oscar I'd speak this week, because the title of this sermon is Walk With Me Again. And I'm going to speak on the 23rd chapter of Psalm. You know, you've heard it a lot. Matter of fact, before I get into it, I can tell you that I was asked to do somebody's graduation ceremony that I didn't know. But you know, when you do stuff like that, you don't have to know the person. All you got to know is the person of Jesus Christ. That's the only thing you need to know. Because he's going to give you, lead you, and guide you into all truth. And that's the truth that those people will hear. Well, anyway, I got there and I found out I was number 3. And I go, okay. And the first people got up and they did the 23rd Psalm. And they did it pretty good. So I'm sitting there and I already know the Lord gave me the 23rd Psalm. And I don't deviate. Second person got up and did the 23rd Psalm. I started laughing. Now, we've been taught, Oscar's taught it, Eddie's actually taught it. When God speaks in threes, he's not speaking it just to be hearing himself. He's speaking it so somebody out there can hear it. Let him that hath an ear hear what the Spirit has to say. And when I got up to speak, it was a little different than what they had said, because I'm going to give it to you now how he gave it to me then. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want, it says. But I wrote down exactly what it meant. It said, I shall not be in need. First of all, Lord means the controller. And shepherd means that he has a flock. And I don't know about you, but I'll volunteer to be part of that flock. I'm going to volunteer to be part of the sheep. Because I've read this and read this and read this. And in John, the 10th chapter, it says, I'm going to read 5 verses to you. 10th chapter, beginning with 1. Verily, verily I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. First of all, for somebody to know you by name, there's no strange relationship there. It's not, oh, I see you got a name tag. I remember wearing things like that. You got a name tag and I know your name. I'm talking about you didn't have to wear a name tag. And somebody come up to you and say, hey, I know you. And he wouldn't ask, aren't you such and such? But he'd tell you your name. And when it's talking about he knew your name, we're talking about somebody who knew what you were before you were. And what you will be. And what you're going to be. How you going to walk? How you going to talk? Well, I'm telling like my mom. I hear that all the time. And, you know, she's been on the other side a long time, but I still hear it. Anyway, it says, he leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them. That's really important to know that. He goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. Now I want to stop right there. The Lord showed me something, and when people are misled, they want to blame a man, or they want to blame this or that or whatever. But the facts are, we're accountable to God. I enjoy being accountable to God. That means neither right nor left, but straight ahead here, straight and narrow. There it is. Walk in it. You know why? Because I don't have a struggle to walk in it, because he's in it. And where he is, I can walk, and I walk freely. But my sheep know my voice, and none other will they follow. They won't follow a stranger because they know not his voice. He said, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. This waters are still. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. This is what I wanted to get to. Remember, 2 weeks ago, I asked you if you would walk with me, and I had you raise your hand. I didn't do that this week. But everyone raised their hand but one last week. I marked that one. Anyway, everybody raised their hand except for one. But the truth is, I'm asking you to do this again. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Hello there. Hi, brothers and sisters. Hi, more than friends. Frankie, you're more than a friend. You're more than this. You're my brother. And it says, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Now, I sat down and was figuring this out for the last 2 days. I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. When you know God's on your side, is there anything that you fear? Now, just to show you how God wanted to even stuff out, I figured this out. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. People that think in the natural think that they have to have equipment to defend themselves. Amen? Is this right? Right? By the way, that is right. Right? But God wanted you to know, I'm talking about spirit. And in the spirit, you don't have to defend yourself. Let me walk in you. I'll supply everything. He supplies it all. Thou art with me. Now listen to what Isaiah says about that. I love this. I read this the other day. When thou passest through the water, this is Isaiah 43:2. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, listen to that, when thou walkest through the fire, I want you to know he's preparing us to walk in fire. Because the word says when thou, that means we're going to walk through the fire. It says, thou shalt not be burned. You heard a story about that once. See, we ain't talking about story. We're talking about you. It says, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. You shall burn it up. You're going to walk through fire. Valley, shadow of death. You're going to walk through it. You won't die. You're going to walk through it. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Thou anointest. It says, the King James got a reference on that, and that says maketh fat. But what it means is it's an overflowing of anointing. He said, when he anointed, who was it? When he anointed Moses' brother, Aaron, he anointed him from his head, down his beard, down his rest of his body, to his feet. And I believe that is the anointing of God. He anoints every hair on your head, or no hair, just down your head, all the way to your feet. And your cup runneth over. 6:1. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Now, I just found out, because I just read how David passed. It said David was, he pleased the Lord, and he was gone. No struggle, gone. But he was gone with God. Now, I might be wrong, but that's how I envision leaving. God's on my side. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Jesus never fails. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen? The crowd saying, amen. That's exactly what he does. And he's true to his word. Would God's word be true, all men be liar. Right? You know what it says? God's word true. So I want to encourage you to hold on to God's unchanging hand. That's one of Huey Hubbard's favorites. Listen to this testimony. We are known by our testimonies of the trials and whatever we go through, but I think it's opportunities. It's an opportunity to show forth God's goodness. God's faithful. Even when we're not, he's still faithful. You know, he honors his word above his name. Now you can raise your hand. Who among us honors your word above your name all the time? Josh, you're not counting. We're not allowed to count you. The truth is, every time you do that, you're God's representative. You're his ambassador. You're what he said you would be, even when you thought you'd never be that. You are what he wants you to be, where he wants you to be, and doing what he wants you to be. So as long as we do that, we're in total confidence that when we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, fear what? No evil, it says. Oh, man, I don't even think about that. When you're in God's presence, do you think about evil? I don't think them two can stay together. It doesn't happen. But this is David said, I should dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Do you know that a lot of people want to talk about when the Holy Spirit came and it came on Pentecost Day? It came to those people on Pentecost Day. Well, I challenge you in the 51st chapter of Psalm, the 10th verse, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit in me. Cast me not away from thy presence. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me, but restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. I tell you, David had the Holy Spirit. He knew God through the Holy Spirit, and you can too. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just ask, Lord, everyone have an ear to hear what the Spirit has said this day, and that you move and you comfort them, Lord, where they need to be comforted. You encourage them where they need to be encouraged. And, Lord, we hold unto God's unchanging hand. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Anyone wants prayer can come up. If not, you're excused for another great week.